Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Supernatural Dimension of Dreams, Understanding How God Works While You Sleep, by DeMonte A. Edmonds. Foreword by Jane Hammond. Narrated by Bill Andrew Quinn. Foreword. When I was 18, I had my first dream in which I recognized God was speaking to me. I was away at Bible college when I dreamed my younger brother got very sick and died. When I awakened from the dream, I had tears rolling down my face, wetting my pillow. It took me a moment to realize that what I had experienced was just a dream, because it all seemed so real. So I lay in bed and began to console myself with the words parents teach their children when they have bad dreams. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. Suddenly, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, "No, it is not just a dream. Get up and pray." So I quickly got up and began to walk back and forth in my dorm room, crying out for the life of my brother. After a while, I felt at peace and returned to bed. The next morning, my mother called from another state. She said, "I am so glad I caught you. I need to tell you what happened to your brother last night. He was on a deep woods camping trip when his appendix ruptured. By the time his buddies carried him in from the woods and drove him to the hospital, he almost died. Doctors say he is very fortunate." I realized God had spoken to me in a dream to alert me to intercede for my brother's life. I knew absolutely nothing about dreams. When I was a teenager, no one was talking about God speaking, let alone speaking in dreams. I thought perhaps this was one of those strange, once-in-a-lifetime experiences that can only be explained as supernatural. But 2 years later, I had a similar dream about the life of that same brother. This time I dreamed he was driving his car on his way to school. As he came through an intersection, someone failed to stop at the red light and hit my brother's car on the driver's side with such force it rolled over 3 times and was completely crushed. In my dream, my brother was killed instantly. When I awakened from this dream, I once again had tears rolling down my face. But because of my previous dream, I immediately got out of bed and began to pray for my brother. The next morning, my brother was on his way to school when another driver failed to stop at a red light. Their vehicle struck my brother's on the driver's side so hard it rolled over 3 times and was completely crushed. But the difference was my brother walked out of the car without even a scratch on his body. Wow! It made me begin to wonder how many other times God had tried to speak to me in a dream and I was unaware. Lives could be hanging in the balance. I needed to learn to hear God's voice in the dimension of dreams. I embarked on a journey of studying the scripture on the subject of dreams and visions. I found there were over 50 instances in which God communicated his heart, will, and mind to humankind through a dream or a vision. God birthed the nation of Israel out of an encounter with Abraham in a vision and dream. God promoted Joseph to the prime minister of Egypt because of 2 dreams of Joseph and 2 dreams of Pharaoh. Solomon became the wisest man that ever lived because of an impartation from God in a dream. Peter answered the call to the Gentiles because of a series of visions on a rooftop in Joppa. Paul redirected his missionary journeys because of a vision in which a man from Macedonia called to him for help. Scripture is filled with God's encounters through dreams and visions that changed the course of history. Acts chapter 2, verses 15 through 18 tells us of the power of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God promised he would pour his Spirit out on all flesh, and the result would be, "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." When our lives are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are given access to the supernatural dimension of revelation, including prophecy, dreams, and visions. It should be a normal part of the life of every believer to hear the voice of the Lord in dreams. I was honored to write one of the earliest books on this subject. Dreams and Visions has been a bestseller on the subject for many years. But I am very excited about this new book by my friend DeMonte Edmonds, which brings a fresh approach to the subject. DeMonte carries a strong prophetic anointing and has a great depth of personal experience with hearing God's voice, as well as the ability to teach others the vital skill of dream interpretation. This book will challenge you to press into a deeper, intimate relationship with the Lord and begin to tune your ear to the supernatural realm as never before. As you listen, you will receive greater revelation and a powerful impartation of prophetic anointing in your life. Your dream life will never be the same. Jane Hammond, author, Dreams and Visions, The Cyrus Decree, The Deborah Company, Discernment, and Declarations for Breakthrough. Introduction. Dreams are treasure chests. For some people, hearing or reading about dreams invokes feelings of fear or anxiety. But for most of us, the discussion of dreams is an exciting and adventurous topic. There is so much we can learn about life, our surroundings, and our past, present, and future through dreams. Dreams allow us insight into the windows of our own soul and also into the mind of God. I wrote this book because I'm convinced that dreams should be valued, appreciated, and investigated. Sleeping may not seem like an exciting venture, but after listening to this book, you will have a divine expectancy of what God can do not only while you are awake, but even as you sleep. God has created dreams as a divine conduit for His supernatural communication of wisdom, favor, instruction, correction, warning, and much more. One dream from God has the innate ability to shift you onto a new path of victory. A dream from God can open your eyes to see the plans of the enemy and to overcome them by the wisdom of heaven. Dreams may not seem as sensational or traumatic as heavenly encounters or angelic visitations, but they are often just as profound and life-changing. They are just as supernatural. The Bible says in Psalm 121, verse 4, "He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God does not work banker's hours. God's job of masterfully orchestrating the affairs of the universe and our lives is nonstop. While we're sleeping, God is still working on our behalf. In every generation since the beginning of time, I believe that humankind has been dramatically impacted by the powerful imagery of dreams. Also, God has used the human vehicle of dreams to communicate concepts, warnings, and new ideas to societies throughout history. Throughout time, individuals who were cultural influencers and historical figures such as Socrates, Pontius Pilate's wife, Abraham Lincoln, and Nikola Tesla were all inspired at some point by dreams. Niels Bohr, father of the physics discipline of quantum mechanics, credits a dream with helping him with the revelation of the atom and its components, such as its nucleus. Many other great scientists, business leaders, and medical experts have also shared how dreams have helped them with discoveries, innovations, and the ability to solve complex issues. There is a well-known dream relating to Albert Einstein's theory of relativity and his understanding of the speed of light. In the dream, Einstein saw himself running down a mountain, chasing after a beam of light. As he moved faster, his surroundings distorted. This dream, which amazingly he had at the age of 16, helped him years later with his theoretical comprehension. The word Google has become synonymous with information and the Internet. Google it is a common term we all use when someone asks a question and we are uncertain of the answer, or when we need to find information quickly on a topic. However, many of us are not aware that the idea for Google came to the company's co-founder, Larry Page, through a divinely inspired dream. In a 2009 commencement address at the University of Michigan, he shared the story of his dream. "You know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night with a vivid dream? And you know how, if you don't have a pencil and pad by the bed to write it down, it will be completely gone the next morning? Well, I had one of those dreams when I was 23. When I suddenly woke up, I was thinking, what if we could download the whole web and just keep the links and... I grabbed a pen and started writing. Sometimes it is important to wake up and stop dreaming. I spent the middle of that night scribbling out the details and convincing myself it would work. Soon after, I told my advisor, Terry Winograd, it would take a couple of weeks to download the web. He nodded knowingly, fully aware it would take much longer, but wise enough to not tell me. The optimism of youth is often underrated. Amazingly, I had no thought of building a search engine. The idea wasn't even on the radar. But much later, we happened upon a better way of ranking web pages to make a really great search engine, and Google was born. When a really great dream shows up, grab it. It can be said that the mystery of the atom, Einstein's theories, and Google have all changed the way we understand and do life. Since these concepts were all impacted or inspired by dreams, it can also be said that dreams, especially those from God, have changed the course of human history. How exciting! You may not be a PhD graduate from Harvard University or a Rhodes Scholar, yet we all have the God-given capacity to receive supernatural dreams. This truth should excite you. My own journey with supernatural dreams began when I was a young boy. Ever since I could remember, I was a dreamer of dreams. Because I dreamed so frequently for years, it didn't take me long to discern between the dreams that were from my own heart and those that were from God. I quickly learned that the ones from God were the most revealing and thrilling. Some of the supernatural dreams I've experienced have been so graphic and intense that they felt as if I were living through an action movie. Many people have reported to me that they have had dreams that seem catastrophic or apocalyptic in nature. The reason for these dreams is often easily explained once a person understands how and why God may send dreams of this nature. In contrast, the majority of dreams are positive, upbeat, and have helped build my faith. Dreams have become an integral part of my spiritual life. Where many people may feel some anxiety about dreams, I feel anxiety when I go too long without dreaming. Consider a supernatural dream that God gives you as a secret treasure chest of revelation. Those who have gone to value their dreams also grow in excavating the rich treasures hidden within each dream. I can literally say that more than once, a supernatural dream has saved my life or the life of one of my family members. You will hear about some of these powerful testimonies later in this book. I didn't realize that God was preparing me to help others discover and understand their own dreams for years until I had experienced several hundred dreams of my own. Now, I often advise people to create a dream journal. The root word in the word journal is journey. Our dream life can become an exciting and engaging journey. Whether I am talking with a street person who is being warned by God to leave a life of criminal activity, or with the leader of a nation who is trying to decipher the wisdom of God found within his or her dream, or with a single mom who is just trying to figure life out, it's always a humbling and privileged feeling for me to help others uncover what God may be speaking to them through their dreams. It has been my prayer and hope to help even more individuals discover the purpose and power of their dreams. Writing The Supernatural Dimension of Dreams is an answer to that prayer. Contained within each chapter is practical yet revelatory information, along with real-life accounts, to help dreamers gain a greater comprehension of the supernatural dream realm. Humankind was created to be in an intimate relationship with God. Since the days of Adam and Eve, God has desired to interact with His greatest creation. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 tells us of Adam and Eve. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. If we perceive properly, we can hear God's voice as we sleep. Supernatural dreams not only help convince us that God is speaking to us in the night and working on our behalf, but also help convince us that we are His children. I believe we are entering into an era of unprecedented supernatural and prophetic grace, a time that the prophets of old prophesied and longed to experience. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 17, Jesus says, For assuredly, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Today, an outpouring of supernatural dreams and visions is more important than ever in communicating the heartbeat of God to us. Supernatural dreams in this hour will help us become perfectly aligned with God's empowerment, will, timing, and eternal purposes. This book's practical insights and biblical foundation will give you a deeper understanding of how God works through dreams to communicate His heart and mind. Each chapter discusses a different principle that will help you comprehend what is taking place in your dreams and how to properly respond to it. I believe as you listen to this book, your faith for greater destiny-shifting dreams will increase. Lives have been shaped due to dreams. Destinies have been shifted due to dreams. God has made Himself known through dreams. I'm excited for you to explore all of this with me as you listen to The Supernatural Dimension of Dreams, Understanding How God Works While You Sleep. 1. How to Remember Your Dreams. The major challenge many people express in relation to understanding their dreams is the first hurdle of being able to remember their dreams in the first place. Without being able to remember your dream, there is little hope of receiving further insight into what God is attempting to reveal during your time of sleep. Remembering my dreams was a previous challenge for me as well. However, God has given me some practical keys to help me become more efficient at dream recollection. In this chapter, I want to share some of these pointers with you. A mindset of expectancy. The first key I teach people to help them remember their dreams is to have a mindset of expectancy. The Merriam-Webster defines expect as to anticipate or look forward to the coming or occurrence of something. Expect God to reveal things to you in dreams, and expect your spirit to pick up on spiritual activity. Many people fail to recall their dreams because they have little expectation that they will dream at all. Develop an attitude that causes your mind to anticipate and desire to remember your dreams. There have been times that non-dreamers have expressed to me a desire to dream more, as well as dreamers who have simply fared poorly in remembering their dreams. My first goal with these individuals is always to coach them into first believing that God desires for them to dream, and that dreaming should be part of their human experience. My second admonishment is that they must start believing they will dream and remember what they dreamed. As I changed my own mindset and increased the value I placed on my dream life, my subconscious almost automatically began to recall dreams upon my awakening in the morning hours. Fleeting dreams have become fewer and fewer. My ability to recall the details within my dreams has also drastically increased. Remember, this first key is all mental. Like me, you will experience success in recollecting your dreams as you apply this first key and the others I will share with you. Bedside tools. Another key I teach is having bedside tools readily available. One of the easiest and most practical ways to remember your dreams is to keep a notepad and pencil or pen by your bedside. As soon as you awaken, make an active attempt to recollect any dreams or messages that God may have given you in the night. Immediately begin to write down whatever you remember. Sometimes you may only remember a fleeting thought or portion of your dream, but as you begin to write it down, more and more details may start to come into your conscious memory. Many of us lead very busy lives, and from the moment we awaken, a hectic day starts. You may feel too much in a rush in the mornings to write out an entire dream, but I have learned some shortcuts. When writing down your dream on a notepad, instead of taking time to write out the entire dream, simply write out a few keywords that summarize the dream. For instance, if I had a dream about an angel floating on a cloud who handed me a golden key, I would write angel, gold key, and cloud in my journal. Later in the day, I would type or write out the entirety of the dream, using those keywords as guide markers to remember the entire dream's content. Another time-saving method for journaling your dreams is to use a recording device instead of pen and paper. A digital recorder or voice recording app saves time and allows you to verbalize your dream quickly and save it in an audio file. Most individuals will not need to purchase a separate digital recorder for this, as many smartphones have voice recording capabilities that allow similar functionality. Another advantage of using this method is that you can download important dreams onto a computer or external hard drive, and then into an archive for later reference. In the past, when I have experienced difficulty journaling my dreams, I have stood on a promise of Jesus found in John chapter 14, verse 26, King James Version. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." I exercised my faith in this scripture by praying, "Lord Jesus, I know that you spoke to me in the night. You promised that your Holy Spirit would bring back into my memory what you have revealed. Please, Holy Spirit, help me now remember my dreams." Amazingly, many times God has been faithful to bring back all the details of a dream that I could barely remember before praying this prayer. As you journal your dreams each morning, you will discover that this exercise will often cause the understanding or interpretation of a dream to be unlocked for you. Just as important as remembering a dream is understanding the content and message. Often when I interpret dreams for people, I ask them to type up the dream instead of verbalizing it to me. Many of those who are gifted to interpret dreams, including me, feel it's easier to discern the full understanding of a dream when we see it written down. As we learned in John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will bring his words to our remembrance. One way the Holy Spirit accomplishes this task is through dreams. Jesus also promises in this verse that the Holy Spirit shall teach you all things. We can ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand our dreams, especially when the content is symbolic or abstract. Many individuals have complained that they don't have the gift of dream of interpretation. As believers, however, we all are connected to the person who has all understanding, the Holy Spirit. Although I feel that God has given me a gift of dream interpretation, there have been times that I have read people's dreams and have been completely at a loss. After asking the Holy Spirit to open my understanding, a supernatural download of insight comes from heaven. The middle of the night. Many times God has given me profound dreams and revelations that cause me to awaken in the middle of the night. The communication within the dreams is fresh in my mind when I wake up at 2 or 3 a.m., but too often I will tell myself that I will remember the dreams when I awaken later to start my day. Yet, sadly, when I get up at that later time, I've almost totally forgotten what was clear to me hours earlier. If a dream awakens you in the middle of the night, don't risk missing an important message from God. It may be an inconvenience, but take the time to jot down, even in shorthand, some notes about your dream. This is another key that will help you recall in the morning your dream activity of the previous night. This is very important if you are an intercessor. Dreams in the night often reveal your prayer assignment for the day ahead. Once, I was in a foreign nation and the Lord had given me a dream about the leader of the nation. When I awoke, I saw that it was 2 a.m. I had just fallen asleep at midnight and was very tired, but God told me to wake up and walk around a photo that I had pulled up on my phone of the nation's leader. I was to walk around it 7 times while making decrees from heaven. Amazingly, 3 days later and a few hours before it was time for me to depart from this nation, I found myself in an in-person meeting with the nation's leader. I believe that if I hadn't taken the dream seriously and hadn't taken action, the window for this to happen would never have opened. Learn the power of stillness. Sometimes every self-effort to recall one's dream seems futile. There have been times that it seemed as if I had dreamed vivid dreams of substance and interest the entire night. Even while asleep, I remember thinking, "This is good information. I'm going to remember this when I awake." However, I would wake up and barely remember bits and pieces of what God had revealed to me in the night. This would cause temporary frustration. Have you ever misplaced your house or car keys and looked everywhere for them, to no avail? It's not until you sit down and quit looking for the keys that suddenly, as if by inspiration, the memory of where you last placed them pops into your mind. The same holds true when trying to recall your dreams with no success. The overactivity of your conscious mind may be blocking you from recalling a dream. In these instances, I find the best practice is to go before the Lord and quiet myself. The key here is to learn the power of stillness. While in a posture of prayer, I ask the Lord to help me remember my fleeting dream from the previous night. After I ask Him, I quiet my mind and try not to think about remembering the dream. Typically, as I'm softly worshiping the Lord and holding my thoughts still before Him, at some point the dream comes back to me clearly. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 says that, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." There is a place in the quiet with God where we learn to gain confidence in His ability to strengthen us. This includes strengthening us by bringing back to our remembrance content from the dream realm that we need to help us fulfill His will in our lives. Also, God may give you further revelation into what you dream as you meditate on what was revealed to you. What to remember. There are some key elements you should attempt to remember with each and every dream. Often, individuals become overwhelmed when attempting to interpret or understand a dream, but dissecting your dream into pieces will help you tremendously. Learning to look for the following core attributes of your dreams will help your mind process and interpret your dreams more easily. First, try to remember your emotional state within a dream. A sense of fear or panic can help you discern if a dream is coming from a demonic source or some unresolved issue. We will discuss these sources more in depth in chapters 4 and 5. A sense of joy, peace, or satisfaction could be a sign that a dream is from God and that He is communicating His desire for you to achieve these emotional states in real life. Also, the emotions surrounding a dream help convey the urgency or seriousness of that dream. Some dreams carry more gravity than others and may require your immediate attention. Second, try to remember the geography and/or location within a dream. Where a dream takes place has great significance and meaning. The locality can convey much to you about the dream's purpose. I have had several dreams where I am in a distinct city or nation. God often uses these types of dreams to alert me that He desires for me to go to these places in real life. Also, there is a specific assignment or task He may have for me at each locality. There have been times that I have dreamed about a city or nation, and within a few days I have been invited to visit that place. Also, God may use the localities within dreams to place His finger upon parts of our inner being or life that need healing or restoration. I knew a woman who kept dreaming about a house she used to own many years ago. She kept dreaming about being in the house and cleaning out the rooms within. When I questioned her, she revealed that it was a home she had formerly owned with her ex-husband. She had suffered betrayal and trauma within that marriage. God was figuratively telling her through the dream that she still needed deep healing from this past relationship. Third, it is also important to try to remember key characters within your dream. Who appears in your dream means a lot. Is the person someone who represents goodness or provokes pleasant feelings for you within your dream? Or does he or she provoke feelings of fear, agitation, or intimidation? The who doesn't always have to be a person. It can also be an animal. Many people have experienced unfriendly animals chasing or attacking them in a dream. This is never a good sign. We'll also talk more about that in Chapter 5. Fourth, make an effort to try to remember your activity and actions within a dream. What were you doing?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?